when I connect the technology, I connect it with opportunities and with this kind of mindset and openness to explore and discover new things.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. So this is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here in Belgrade, Serbia, celebrating women in tech around the world. I had the privilege of giving a talk at the Science and Technology Park last week to these wonderful, wonderful innovators here in Belgrade, Serbia. And Jelena was a part of it. So hello. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting.
Of course. Go ahead and share a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. Okay. So, my name is Jelena and I work at the Science Technology Park with startups and growing tech companies. We are helping them to develop and grow their businesses by organizing different events and activities, and providing them, some very attractive and modern space where they can work.
It is a really cool space. It's beautiful. And I hear that it's come a long way in the last couple of years. It started out plain and now it has a lot of vibrancy to it.
Yeah, exactly. The Science Technology Park was established in June 2015, and only in 3 years we have more than 65 companies working there and more than 600 people that are working in our premises. And definitely in the last 3 years, I think we had more than 5,000 people participating in different events. So
amazing. Amazing. 5,000 people. Yeah. It's amazing. And what most excites you about being a woman in tech? Like, what about technology really piques your interest?
Yeah. Well, I would just maybe put a focus on something else. And I would say that this is definitely people more than tech,
right?
People in tech.
Yeah.
If we can say it like that. Because definitely without them, with these creative, inspiring people that I'm working with, I wouldn't have the same feeling for technology that I have right now. So
it's so funny. A lot of people tell me the same thing. You know, they use the term woman in tech, and I feel it's like people in tech too. It's like, when I think about myself, I don't think about myself as a female founder. I just think about myself as a founder. So I think you're echoing that same kind of sentiment.
Yeah.
And what kind of activities and resources and events has the Science and Technology Park been doing recently that you've really enjoyed? What are some of the lessons you've learned?
Well, yes, we organized different events and activities, including like innovation talks, covering some like hot tech topics. But what I figured out the most is that the companies that are our customers, so basically we are like every other startup looking and validating our service towards our customers, that they actually need some kind of a filter, and they need support in filtering like what's actually good for them, what they need the most, and this kind of additional support. So we are doing more and more things that are based on their needs and what they really want to, let's say, learn or experience, rather than just figuring out by ourselves. So.
When did you first discover your love for technology?
My love for technology, I must say that I'm not like totally tech person,
yeah.
And I've never thought that I would be that I would end up working in this area. It came up like totally, let's say, by chance.
Yeah.
And but I think that I can say that I was more the one that could see and grab the opportunity. So when I connect the technology, I connected with opportunities and with this kind of mindset and openness to explore and discover new things.
And how did you find this opportunity?
Through people, again. Yeah. So, some of my mentors from one internship that I had offered me the opportunity to work in this area. And somehow I found it strategically important, in the sense that it's still, at that time, it was still not very well developed in Serbia, and that it could be quite cool and interesting and amazing people working there. And technology somehow winning the world.
Totally.
So, yeah.
What's one obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Yes, I think that maybe this is the thing that we are still struggling. Yeah, this finding the balance between the, our founders and this kind of institutional level of innovation and ecosystem, and like basically our customers and businesses that are the fastest growing sector, and this like slow and administrative part of our work that we also had to fulfill in a way.
And have you been on a podcast before?
No.
What's so crazy is the majority of women that I interview haven't. And I think it's just really fascinating to me that, like, how do we put ourselves out there more to share our talents and our experiences with everybody?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like there might be an opportunity that you want to pursue, but you feel like you're not sure if you're competent enough to pursue it? Because I find that a lot of guys and girls, the way they see it differently, a guy will see it as like, oh, it doesn't matter if I could do it or not, I'm just going to say yes anyway. And a lot of women will be like, oh, let me make sure I could do it first before I say yes. Do you feel the same way?
Me not, I must say, because all my life I was trying to do things that are, new and fresh, and somehow I'm good also at improvising. So yeah. Maybe this is the thing
that's
that
good.
I also
learned. That's a good skill.
Maybe this is my education, because I have like interdisciplinary background. So I was taught how to like gather information from different sectors, then analyze it and kind of process it. And so I think that's it.
Who is the Science and Technology Park for, and where do you see it going a year or two from now?
Science Technology Park is definitely primarily for startups and growing tech companies. When I say growing, those are either SMEs or R&D departments of large companies. So the idea is to have R&D there, either at the first stage, beginning stage of the development, either at some later stages. Definitely in the future, like all the science parks around the world, they connect institutes, so R&D in that kind of sense, companies and young people, students. So in future vision, I see our technology park as a small city of innovation, where all these kind of factors gather, develop, and then sell their products. So,
thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up?
Thank you very much. I would like to say that I cannot say lecture, but it was
lecture,
more like
talk,
sharing.
Kumbaya. Yeah.
around our fire.
We created this, like, I gave a talk at the Science Technology Park last week, but I decided to kind of have us all sit in a circle and have, like, a group conversation. It was really nice.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was inspiring for, like, many people, and some of them were approaching us the next day and saying, like, it was something that they didn't expect, but made them think a lot. So,
oh, wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's so wonderful to hear. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Hi, this is Jelena from Science Technology Park Belgrade. We are an organization that supports startups and growing tech companies in developing and growing their businesses by providing them a certain set of services. And you're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
This is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better. What we're working on the most is empowering the community of entrepreneurs in Western Balkans. So that means Serbia, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Albania. And our team is working in Serbia and Bosnia. So one of our main activities is bringing foreign experts and mentors to work with the local entrepreneurs and managers and CEOs of companies. My name is Milena Milic. And for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.